up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, coming to you each and every week, however it is you happen to be listening to it at the moment, whether you're listening to a podcast or a web stream or a radio station. All those possibilities in this modern world today. Man, oh man, 2016 is just rolling right along already. I'm already used to it, which seems kind of weird. I don't know, my wife was filling out a form at work this week, and she put in 2012. For the date, and she's like, "Wow, I don't know what happened there, but that's weird. I don't know how that happens. Maybe you know it's not 2015 anymore, and I think your brain just scrambles for a minute, and you pick the wrong answer. I don't know, but that's totally ridiculous. Anyway, good lineup of records for you again this week here on the show, and I think we'll just get it rolling. Maybe you were partying for New Year's Eve. I don't know. Depending when you're hearing the show, that could be quite a while ago already. You never know, I guess, but you could have been partying. You may have even had a couple of drinks, and somebody may have even said, "Down the hatch." There's a polka for that. Here are the Naturals and the Down the Hatch polka. Down the Hatch polka and the Naturals getting us rolling on another edition of the Oompa Hour. Here we go, rolling into 2016. Things are just kind of flying right along. I had exciting news, actually, here as we roll into the new year. I'm going to be a grandpa again. And that's always exciting. I have 6 grandkids now. Number 7 is on the way. So that's pretty exciting. I convinced my daughter. I said, "Now listen, this time you have got to let me pick the name." Because I have not picked the names for any grandkids or really had much influence at all, and we'll see. As of after she told us, So far, Grandpa gets to pick the name, but I'm betting once they hear some of my suggestions, that is not going to fly. So we shall see. I'll keep you posted on how that happens to work out. But back to the music here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra up next. Here's the Adam's Apple Polka. Go a little Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra, the Adam's Apple Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, playing great old-time records like we do every week here on the program. And I need to remind you that you can always contact us here at the Oompa Hour with a simple email, and the email address that you all need to remember and put in your address books and all that, just oompahour@mail.com. So very easy to remember. We'll be happy to take your requests, or if I'm mispronouncing somebody when we play these records, by all means, send me a correction, because some of them I just don't remember, because I started playing these records back in the 70s, and then I was away from them for decades, and dug them out to start this program a couple of years ago, and I'm not always certain on the pronunciation sometimes. So if you need to yell at me, by all means, you certainly can do that. And again, it's just oompahour@mail.com. All right, time for the Flying Eagle Polka, which I don't know. It sounds like a professional wrestling move to me. You know, they have the sleeper hold and the drop kick and the flying drop kick. The Flying Eagle could be a professional wrestling move, couldn't it? I don't know. But here's Hank Sugarfoot Garland and his Sugarfooters.
Thank you.
you go. All the Sugarfooters there apparently with him. Hank Sugarfoot Garland and his Sugarfooters and the Flying Eagle Polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time music on the show. I have Whoopi John on the way here in just a matter of seconds. So stand by for that. I did want to mention, before I forget about it, which how could you forget about a World of Accordions Museum? You can't, because it's that amazing. It's in Superior, Wisconsin at the Harrington Arts Center. 1,400, give or take a couple, accordions and concertinas are on display for your inspection and your enjoyment. Now, also, of course, you find a vast collection of historical documentation, advertising stuff, history of music, history of the people who brought the music to this country, all sorts of amazing stuff. People come from around the world, quite literally. I'm not making that up, like not just like from Canada or something, from all over the world to research music and instruments and heritage at the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center. Now, they also have a complete accordion and concertina repair and technician school, one of the only places in the world where you can learn to repair and maintain these instruments. It's amazing. And I know they're going to have another extensive schedule of events coming up here for 2016. And as we get that information, we'll pass that along to you here in the program. Just a cool place to visit. And if you're going to find yourself in the Duluth Superior area, maybe you're passing through. Heck, maybe you live there. I don't know. You want to put it on your agenda of places to visit. And it's a beautiful area to be visiting because you can travel right up the north shore of Lake Superior, all kinds of beautiful parks and walkways and waterfalls and just groovy stuff. So you're going to be in the area for that anyway. So check it out. More information online at www.accordionworld.org. All right. Accordionworld.org. Check it out. A World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center, Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. All right, let's roll it. Whoopi John, Wolfhart, and his band. Here's the No No Polka. Ah, there you have it. Whoopi John and his band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Do you realize we are like 15 minutes into the show and I haven't played a song with any singing in it yet? What is with that? And normally, I tend to lean toward the songs that have singing in them. So we're going to have to see if we can't work on that in the rest of the show here. And, well, fortunately, we have Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips to help us out a little bit anywhere. This is called the Stick Dance, also known as Tinickling. It's what it says on the record anyway. I always just called it the Stick Dance. But anyway, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips.
When you left, my heart left with you and sailed away far in the blue. You said you'd return, love, in the spring, that you'd meet me singing to the plain. If your dreams and my dreams are one, you'll meet me when your journey's done. The bells on the a little while you return, dear, once more. Oh, come back, please come back to me. Wherever you are on the sea, I wait each night hoping it will bring you back to me singing to the clay.
Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips easing us from all those darn instrumental records into some records with some singing in them here on the Oompa Hour this week. That's like the disc jockey being lazy and not mixing up the records good enough is what that is. But that just happens to be the way that the records turned out this week. So I'm playing one of my favorite records just because I can. You know, it's my show and I can do whatever I want to. But I'm a big fan of Batman, the original Batman TV show from 1966. And of course, there were all those Batman movies in the last 20 years or so. Of course, we all remember the original Batman movie was in 1966 when all the evildoers, you had the Joker and the Penguin and the Riddler and Catwoman all teamed up to do what? Take over the world, of course. Fortunately, Batman and Robin were able to thwart their attempts. That was the original Batman movie where you had Bruce Wayne and Adam West as Bruce Wayne. You had Dick Ward playing Robin, and you had all those clients. That was the real Batman. But anyway, it gives me an excuse to pull out the bellhops and the Batman polka.
TV, all that you see, stories of Robin and Batman. Big handsome guy, no wonder why, all of the girls go for Batman. I used to be first place, you see, until my sweetie saw Batman. He is her guy, and so am I. Sunday home to watch Batman. She cannot be bothered by me when crime must be solved by Batman. And if we go out to a dance, she talks all night about Batman. And in her purse, it's even worse, she carries pictures of Batman.
Bellhop's Air, the Batman Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time music for you every week here. And I also like to always try to remember to encourage you, if you're hearing the show and you're enjoying the show, and I'm assuming you are, you wouldn't have listened to it for this long this week, to drop a note or a phone call or a letter or a postcard or, I don't know, some form of communication to wherever you happen to be hearing the show this week, whether it's a radio station or a podcast on the interwebs or whatever it might be. Let them know you're hearing the show. Let them know you're digging in. Let them know you're listening to their station, because they appreciate knowing that sort of thing. And you think the perception of the average person is that a radio station has a lot of listener feedback, and they really don't. You would think that there would be more. Usually it's only a couple of people on occasion who want to call up and complain about something, and it's so rare that somebody contacts a broadcaster or whatever and just tells them that they're enjoying their programs and that they enjoy listening to them. So if you have a moment, by all means, do that, because it'll really brighten up some broadcaster's day who's sitting there in his studio just all by himself, working hard, playing songs. All right, Lil Wally and America's Greatest Polka Band. It says that right on the record, and this is called Meow, 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 Meow. Really, it's four meows in this one. Here's Lil Wally.
Meow, 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 kotki śpiewają. Miau, 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 dobrze się mają, bo dosyć się napoili, ogonki stoją. Polka, ginger, tiger, buzi, tyl, tak się nie boją. Miau, 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 tak w trawie leżą. Miau, 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 biedy nie wiedzą. Jeden, drugi, trzeci, czwarty ładnie się bawią. Miau, 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 razy śpiewają. Miau, 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 here's our quartet now. That's our kittens, when they're sitting, they don't sing bow wow. Miau, 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 this is what I hear. From our forecast, polka, tiger, bushy tail, ginger.
What a lovely sound!
Yeah.
There just are not enough records with meowing in them. That's what I have always said, and I'm sure that the cats out there were really enjoying that one. Lil Wally with America's Greatest Polka Band, it says on the record. That is meow, 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 meow. The record that cats ask for by name. All right, let's just keep it rolling on the Oompa Hour this week. How about the Laughing Polka with Lawrence Welk? You remember old Larry Welk. He's still on in reruns on public TV. I love watching the Lawrence Welk Show. I have not figured out the universal appeal of the Lawrence Welk Show. As when I was a teenager, my parents would watch it, and I was like, yuck. And now that I'm not a teenager, I rather enjoy it. And, of course, my parents passed away last year, but they still watched it right up until the end, too. It's just something that, as you mature, you appreciate actual musicians playing instruments and singing songs. It's just a weird thing. And the stellar pastel-colored outfits with all the ruffles. Oh, it's amazing. Anyway, here's Lawrence Welk and his champagne music, it says here. This is the Laughing Polka. Welk to Champagne Music and the Laughing Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records for you, and I don't know why, this just seems like it'd be a good record as we go into the new year, because a lot of New Year's partiers over the last week or so. Probably tip back a few beers, and that brings us to this record from the German Americans, and When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery.
Places to go. There's more of what's in the bar.
Hey, have it the German Americans, and when the sun comes over the brewery here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old time oldie show, and I think I'm more used to hearing Whoopi John's band doing that tune, but I know it's been done by a lot of different folks. Let's just move right along here. Eddie Zima and his orchestra standing by on the other record player here, and the Petticoat Polka. The Petticoat Polka, Eddie Zima and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That's what we do here on the show. We play great old-time oldies. All the old-time records we play on the show every week all come from phonograph records. We can certify that this is an all-vinyl operation here. There is no CDs played in the show. There is no digital downloads or anything like that. Every song you hear on the Zumpa Hour comes off of a phonograph record just like this one. Don Judlowski's Vibra Sounds. You know we have to get at least one waltz into every show. At least we always try. So here is one. It's the Now We Two Are One waltz. So not only is it a waltz, but it's a romantic waltz. Here's Don Judlowski's Vibra Sounds.
We two are one. Life has just begun. We will share our hearts together. Now we two are one. We will share our hearts forever. Now we two are one. We two are one. Clouds won't hide the sun. We'll have no more tears or sorrow, since we two are one. We'll have no more tears or sorrow, since we two are one. last, darling, all my dreams have come true. And my life has become a treasure of happiness, a happiness that you and I will share together, together and forever. We'll have no more tears or sorrows now. We two are one.
Don Judlaus, Judlowski, just get the name right already. Huh? The Viper Sounds, anyway. Now we tour one waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. See, I was distracted because I was already getting the next record going here. And sometimes I forget which records are in the done pile and which ones are in the coming up next pile. It's very confusing doing this kind of thing. Jan Simon's musical airs are on the way next. Here's the Here We Come Polka.
Miasta Chicago, a jak zajedziemy, to się opijemy, a jak zajedziemy, to się opijemy. Jedziemy, jedziemy do miasta Chicago, tam ludzie tańcują, wesoło śpiewają, tam ludzie tańcują, wesoło śpiewają. Znali, to nam pokażali, ale ludzie znali, to nam pokażali. Tańcują, śpiewają, nogami tupają, po jednym, po drugim, gorzałeczkę piją, po jednym, po drugim, gorzałeczkę piją.
Have it. That is Jan Simon's musical airs there. And Here We Come Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Not only did we find records where we got people singing again, now they're singing in Polish today. And we don't care because we play anything as long as it's an old time record here on the show. In fact, the next record may also have Polish vocals on it. I'm not sure. Now, many record companies, record labels, bands, whatnot, will put on the record label. It'll say whether or not it's a Polish vocal or a German vocal or whatever. They'll even put if it's an instrumental. So, you know, radio programmers can kind of try to figure this out as they go along. Now, this record just says that it's a vocal. And my memory is telling me it's a Polish vocal. And if that turns out to be the case, I'm going to take this magic marker right here that's in the pen cup. See, I have a pen cup here. And I'm going to write it on there just so next time we know. So, because it helps you mix it up a little bit. But anyway, before I get to Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars, though, I got to tell you this. I have a friend of mine who had surgery a couple of weeks ago. It was some light heart surgery, if there is such a thing. And he's recovering nicely. He's back to work and things are going well. But he made a New Year's Eve post this past week that I wanted to share with you. Here's what it says. It says, if I am ever put under general anesthesia again, I am going to refuse to count backwards. God forbid if something should go wrong, I don't want my final words to be memorialized as 88, 87, 86, 85. Yeah, and he says, oh, yeah, before I forget, Happy New Year. So there you go. But anyway, might be words to live by there. Which reminds me, you can find the Oompa Hour on Facebook, too. It's just Facebook, yes. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You'll find us there. And we need to get some more likers on there, because that makes it more fun for everybody. So if you're one of those Facebooking types, check it out, all right? Now let's find out. This says he's going to sing on the record. My memory is telling me it's Polish singing, which is fine, but I'm disappointed that the record doesn't tell me that. Here's Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars and the Just Married Polka.
Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married's written on the window of their car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today. Dressed all in white satin, white lace in her hair. To see her married is more than my heart can bear. I can't believe my love has gone away. I lost the one I love today. The love in her eyes makes me realize I must believe what I see. Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married's written on the window of their car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today.
And what have we learned here today? We have learned that I should not trust my memory. I was fully expecting a Polish vocal on that song, but no, it wasn't. Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars, the Just Married Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Plenty more records to squeeze into the show this week. And remember, if you have requests or dedications, you can always email them to us at oompahour@mail.com. All right, now this one says right on the record that it is brewed New Ulm style from New Ulm, Minnesota, home of the Six Fat Dutchman and Whoopi John and a bunch of other people down around that neck of the woods. Here's Peter and Paul Wendinger and the Wendinger Band and the Oh Baby Mine Polka.
Life would be so fair.
If you were here,
we two kiss and never tire. I'm on fire.
You are my one desire.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be fair?
Tossing and turning in my slumber.
Oh, baby.
Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby.
I'm thinking kisses without number. But only in my dreams.
Oh, baby.
I get so lonely when I dream about you.
Can't
do without you.
That's why
I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
Tossing and turning in my slumber.
Oh, baby.
Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby.
I give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh, baby,
I get so lonely when I dream about you.
Can't do
without you.
That's why
I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you,
life
would be so fair.
Tossing and turning in my slumber.
Oh, baby.
Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby.
I give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh, baby.
I get so lonely when I dream about you.
Can't do
without you.
That's why
I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you,
life
would be so fair.
Oh, baby, my
life would be so
There you go, Peter and Paul with the Wendinger Band and Oh Baby Mine Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, old-time records, oldies style. Yeah, they're all phonograph records here on the show each and every week, which is, sometimes I think it'd be nice to do a show with all the great new modern contemporary old-time bands out there, because there are tons of them and they're amazingly good. But somebody's got to keep playing these old records, and I've taken it upon myself to do that. One coming up from Myron Florin on the way next here on the Yumpa Hour.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, check it out when you got a minute. When you're out there floating around on the interwebs looking at stuff, by all means, check out the IPA. Don't forget to drop an email to the Oompa Hour here, too. It's just oompahour@mail.com. And be sure to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right, so there's all the technical information you need to know. Technically, by the way, we did already hear from Myron Florin in the show this week because we played Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music doing the Laughing Polka, which featured the accordion work of Myron Florin, but it wasn't actually a Myron Florin record. He was just part of the band on that one. But this one is Myron Florin doing the Happy Yodeler Polka. It says right here, it's an accordion solo with orchestra accompaniment. Oh, that sounds pretty fancy. Here he is, the Happy Yodeler Polka.
Thank you.
Aha, Myron Florin. Happy Yodeler Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I always like watching him on the Lawrence Welk Show just to watch him play, because his fingers would just be flying on that thing, song after song. Myron Florin and the Happy Yodeler Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Sneaking in one more tune in the show this week. And I don't know if it's a good idea to go out on a fuzzy record, I'm telling you. And no, I'm not playing Uncle Fuzzy, no. Or Cousin Fuzzy. I get Uncle Fuzzy and Cousin Fuzzy. It's very confusing. And Uncle Wiggly and all the rest. Anyway, Deutschmeisters. I have an old 45 here. And you can tell this is a great record because it's been played a lot. It's kind of gray around the edges, if you know what I mean. So let's just do it. Featuring Tony Wolf here with the Deutschmeisters. And the Black John Polka. From the Deutschmeisters here, and that record played a lot better than I thought it was going to. Anyway, there's the Black John Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, and by golly, that gets another show wrapped up here. As we say in the radio biz, another show in the can. I always thought it was weird, meant the disc jockey went to the bathroom. I don't know. Seems ridiculous anyway, but hope you had a great time listening to all these great old-time records here on the show this week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced every week at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!